This is the Tank Podcast for the 22nd of October, 2007.
Okay, are you recording?
We're ready to go.
Are you recording right now?
Yeah.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
Are we on?
Yeah. We're being taped.
What? We're on now?
We're on now.
Are we on?
Yes.
Oh,
hello.
Oh, hi everyone. You started recording already.
I wasn't ready. I'm sorry. Welcome to the Tank Podcast, Vodcast,
yes.
New Age technology, new technology, not New Age, show.
I'm not prepared for this, Richard. I didn't know you were hitting the record button.
So. I'm Richard Saunders here with Stefan Soyker, of course.
And apparently I'm here too.
And you're here too.
Apparently.
Well, in one sense you are.
I'm here in a physical form, in a metaphysical form, I'm somewhere else.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning into the Tank Podcast or the Tank Vodcast, depending whether you're listening to this as an MP3 or you're watching it on YouTube. Thank you, YouTube.
It's great to have you here and great to see so many people giving us little messages and sending us things and watching the last episode, because we had a bit of fun and glad to know that you are too.
Great fun the last episode with Rebecca Watson, the skeptic. Thank you for everybody who watched that and sent in good messages. That was fantastic.
Yes. Oh, she's going great guns, isn't she?
She's going great guns. We'll have her back on the show, I think, in the not too distant
excellent,
future.
Excellent, excellent.
But I must say thank you to everybody who entered our signed Pegasus competition. We have a winner.
We do. Oh, and awesome winner it was too.
It was. Here it is for those people watching and for those people listening, I'll describe. This is a picture of a magic Pegasus doing a magical act with another Pegasus by sawing the other Pegasus
in half.
In half.
And do we get to see if he actually got put back together again? Because it looks pretty tragic.
Well, it's all an illusion.
it doesn't look like an illusion.
Thank you to Matthew Scott. Matthew, well done. Thank you
for that.
Effort. You're the winner. And little signed Pegasus is winging its way to you.
But please, please, whatever you do, don't chop this one in half. it's a sensitive little Pegasus.
Now, I thought today is going to be an interesting episode. We're talking about quackery. Quack, quack.
Oh, plenty of that around.
With one of our good friends, Peter Bowditch, who is also known as Ratbag.
The Ratbag, yeah, he's good. He's
now,
good.
I'm going to be heading over to his place with my camera, and we're going to film some quack machines.
Yeah, he's a fascinating guy, because he goes around and sort of investigates and collects all these things from everyone, and he just totally pulls them apart, and he makes a lot of fun out of it.
He does.
And they get pretty upset. They do.
Oh, he gets more hate mail than probably anyone you care to mention.
Yeah, that's right. But he loves it, and that's a great thing, because he's really committed, and he just goes for it. He no holds
some up. People think he should be committed. We think he is committed. So we'll be talking to Peter soon. But also, I'd like to encourage everybody listening or watching us in Australia and probably elsewhere around the world.
Oh, yeah, there'd be plenty of these around the world.
These, and I'm holding that up to the camera so those watching can see, we've got some magazines here. They're free. One's called Living Now.
Yes.
And you've got the one called Nova.
Nova. Very, very New Agey.
You can find those, and I must say, surprisingly, out the front of some pharmacies.
Pharmacies, yeah, because I know. They're fascinating things. Well, they're about health and well-being.
Well, they are about health and well-being.
But channeling spirits.
Very interesting products.
They're fascinating. Like Illy stones.
Illy stones.
Yeah, they're Hawaiian hot stones, and you just put them on your back and you cure yourself of every disease imaginable.
Good heavens.
Yeah.
Or happy feet foot patches.
Oh,
happy feet foot patches. Now, you put these patches on your feet and it says detox while you sleep. All right.
Was there a bottle of like a poison bottle at the bottom of the bed that all the poisons drain into, and then you just tip it down the sink in the morning?
I wonder. Imagine they're trying to tell you that you lose all the toxins through the soles of your feet. I
mean, as you do.
As you
and
do.
Here's one here, the Enar,
yeah,
personal healer.
Ooh.
It's a revolutionary therapy device with extraordinary results. It's electrical, and all you do, you can probably see there. There you go. You get this electronic device, and you hold it on your neck, and you hit the button, and it puts electronic tone there, and you cure yourself of cancer of the lymph nodes.
Good heavens!
Oh, it's just phenomenal.
I'm going to order one straight away, along with my ear candles.
Ear candling. I recommend ear candling.
It's
a fabulous exercise, and you feel great afterwards. All the ear candling renews you.
It's good for blackouts.
I thought it was
if the lights go out and you have an ear candle handy?
Yeah, if you're in the middle of
absolutely.
An ear candling session when the electricity goes off.
Oh, you're laughing.
No problem.
Here's one. Dragonfly Healing Arts DNA 1 and 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah, as if one DNA is not enough.
Yeah, what do? DNA you can transform your DNA.
Apparently, or advanced theta healing. You can theta your... Oh, DNA 1 and 2 are prerequisite. So after you've healed your DNA or whatever you're supposed to do, you can theta something.
Oh, so you get the theta action,
yeah.
Where you sort of flush your DNA through with a theta enzyme.
And they all end up in the foot patches.
And they change, and then you become a frog.
And a frog. Or there's crystal healing. Look, these magazines...
Oh, they're amazing.
They're better than the Sunday comic funnies. They really are.
Oh.
Living Now and... what was that one called?
One's called Nova. Nova, very new.
I recommend... Then you can read The Skeptic.
Oh, that's a whole lot of bunkum in there.
Really?
The Skeptic.
Oh,
sorry.
The Skeptic.
Sorry, yeah. I thought it was another one of those New Age magazines. Sorry. My mistake.
Read The Skeptic.
My mistake.
Now, I was interviewed by Foxtel here in Australia, the cable network, on their movie channel.
Oh my goodness, what for?
And they interviewed me. They're showing the movie Signs and The Sixth Sense. They wanted to know whether the skeptics thought it was a load of rubbish, blah, blah,
blah. Right, because they want to promote the fact that they're showing the movie.
So basically I told them, no, I enjoy the movies and you don't need to believe in fantasy to enjoy a fantasy movie.
No,
which is fine. You don't need to believe in the Force to watch Star Wars, for example.
Don't you? Don't you?
I'll get back to you on that.
Okay, all right.
Sorry about that, viewers and listeners. Stephen.
Sorry, yes. I've had a big day, big night.
You must have.
I apologise for anything that gets said in this show.
They interviewed me in a graveyard. They interviewed, when I wasn't there, a psychic.
Psychic?
Psychic, by the name of Ruth Phillips.
She
sees dead people.
She does see dead people.
She sees dead people.
I do. I did see dead people when I went to the morgue. I saw lots of them.
Yeah, we'll get back to that later too. Okay. Steph, I'll have a word with you later about that. Now, she said a classic quote which has been around for a while, and it's meant to be the ultimate put down to silly skeptics.
Oh,
she said, they said to her, "What do you say to people who refuse to believe in ghosts and won't believe in all this sort of stuff?"
Yep.
And she said, "For those who believe, no proof is necessary. For those who don't, no proof is enough."
Oh.
Now, on the face of it, that's a quick, pithy little put-down, right?
Sounds good, yeah.
Let's take that apart.
Oh, yes.
Let's take the first part. For those who believe, no proof is necessary.
Right.
Well, why the hell do you believe?
There's no proof. We have to believe.
Did you just read it on the back of a cornflake packet one day and that was enough for you?
That's crazy.
All right, that's a ridiculous statement.
Yes.
And it says, for those who don't, no proof is enough. Well, who are these people?
Yeah.
Who despite... evidence, refuse to believe. You know who they are?
Yeah.
They're the psychics and the clairvoyants.
That's right.
Because they refuse to believe evidence to the contrary.
Exactly. And no proof is enough.
Yeah.
That's it. No proof? Oh, that's enough.
That's enough.
I have no proof.
So I asked my good friend Kylie Sturgis, who lives in Perth, in Australia, and she came up with some other quotes asking her
friends.
A comeback. Quick comeback is a little difficult. Okay, there is a belief... that there is a belief because of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you can understand
yes.
that. And there's a belief in spite of evidence to the contrary, and a belief in the absence of evidence. Only one of those is any good.
Right, okay. There is belief because of
evidence.
Belief in the absence of evidence.
Yeah.
Belief in spite of evidence to the contrary. Right.
So the only first one, which is there is belief because of evidence... me is any good. Another quick put down she came back or come back was so you say that for those who believe no proof is necessary, for those who don't no proof is enough, and for those of us who could be convinced no proof is forthcoming.
Yeah, that's right.
So Ruth Phillips,
exactly.
Who has her own podcast.
Yeah, show us your proof, Ruthie. Come
about,
on.
The last one
See
I heard
people.
Was about Reiki.
Oh,
I'm not kidding.
Can she do Reiki on dead people?
I wonder if she uses magnetic Reiki gloves. What do you think?
I don't think she's that cutting edge.
No,
she's not. She's not at the vanguard of Reiki healing like we are.
Only advanced people use magnetic healing.
Oh yeah,
Reiki gloves.
Cutting edge.
And Reiki socks. Remember those?
Reiki socks are good.
I'm wearing my Reiki socks.
Are you really?
Look, hang on.
Richard, not here.
It's a genuine magnetic Reiki sock. No, sorry, Stephen, I'll put that away.
He just walked about 3 miles to get here on a sweltering hot day, but don't worry about me.
So, I encourage everybody to Google Ruth Phillips, Phillips, and listen to her MP3s and decide for yourself. See what she has to say.
There's nothing to decide.
The Australian Skeptics offer Ruth Phillips $100,000 if she can back up any of her statements that sound interesting.
No proof is necessary.
Oh, well.
She just wants the 100 grand without proof.
She's the believer and she doesn't need proof, which is a pretty sad state of affairs, I must say.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
All right. Now, thank you, Stephen.
That's fine.
We're
going to
get on now with our interview with the ratbag, Peter Bowditch.
Absolutely.
And we'll be back at the end of the show.
We certainly will.
That UFO hovering over your house getting annoying? The impending apocalypse got you down. Did your horoscope tell you it's your unlucky day? Well, don't worry. Skepticality is here to remind you that sanity is only a mouse click away. Skeptical discussion, rational thought, and odd but interesting news all here at www.skepticality.com. Truth in podcasting.
Australian Skeptics Vice President Peter Bowditch also runs the ratbags.com website. Peter pulls no punches when it comes to those who willingly rip off or endanger the vulnerable in our community by selling them worthless medical machines or treatments. I spoke to Peter in the garden of his Sydney home. Well, I'm here with Peter Bowditch and Cody the dog.
Hello.
And thank you, Cody. And another dog. Peter, what can you tell me about this dog here?
Well, this dog, this is an acupuncture model dog. And it has on it all of the acupuncture points for treating dog illnesses.
It's like, for those people listening, it's like a little plastic model, half of which looks like a real dog, and if you turn it around, it's...
The
like
insides of the dog.
The insides of the dog. It's like one of those models you might see in a doctor's surgery.
That's right, yes. And it has marked on it various acupuncture points, which are used for treating certain places. Now, one of the ones I like, this puzzled me a bit when I first saw it, there's a point down there on the tail.
Yeah.
And it's called Wei Jian. It's the only point on the body, and that point is used for treating stroke, sunstroke, and gastroenteritis.
On the tail?
On the tail.
Yeah.
You put a needle into that point. Now, this worried me a bit because what happens to, say, bulldogs that have no tail or dogs who have their tails cut off?
Hmm.
There used to be a practice in Australia of docking dogs' tails for showing. And I thought, well, what do you do to this poor dog if it suffers from a stroke? And you've cut off the acupuncture point that you use for treating it. Well, it turns out there isn't a problem, because there are many, many places on the dog where you can treat for stroke.
Oh, really? I notice there's one even here on the top ear.
Lots of points. There are several, but there's one other point for gastroenteritis, and I think it's that one there, but I'd have to go and look up the book to find out.
Was that about midway?
About midway there.
Near the hips. Yeah. Near the hips, yeah.
So, with this model and the set of instructions that I got...
And you got this in Hong Kong, didn't you?
I bought it on eBay.
eBay?
No, why travel when eBay will do it for you?
Yes.
It cost me $22, I think.
A bargain. I might get one
it
myself.
It was a bargain.
Yeah.
And I also have a model of a man, but that's far less fun because everybody knows you can do acupuncture on people. But I was unaware you could do acupuncture on dogs, but I'm very pleased that I've got this. It's a dog with a proper dog face, so it looks like Cody, so I know how I can treat him. I can save on vet fees by doing my own needling of Cody when he gets sick.
Well, maybe it works like a voodoo thing. You put the needles into this dog and your real dog there gets the benefit.
You think you're joking, aren't you?
I hope I'm joking.
There is a form of quackery called therapeutic touch field therapy.
Touch field therapy.
Touch field therapy, yeah. Where you tap on acupuncture points to cure people. You can do this by remote control over the telephone. However, it costs you $100,000 to do the training course. And what you can do, you can actually sit down with the model dog and the other dog on the other end of the telephone, and you could go...
Tap the model dog and the other dog on the other end of the telephone gets all the benefit.
We'll get the benefit.
This is remarkable. What a breakthrough.
It is a remarkable thing. It's a wonderful system, thought field therapy. there are lots of those sorts of quackery things around. That was one which was just invented from whole cloth.
Yeah.
Some of them have been around forever. Now, for example, this little box here.
Oh, I like this. We've discussed this zapper before.
Now, this is a Rife machine.
Wow.
That's an audio frequency one. So this does with audio frequency. You can get ones that use magnetism, and you can get ones that use electric stimulation as well. But this one's an audio one. And it's got 24 programs. You turn it on. Unfortunately, the light doesn't flash. You turn it on. Says on the front what it is. You set the program you want. And for example, program 24, program 2, cures AIDS. Program 3, at a different frequency, cures cancer. All cancer, of course.
Of course.
Now, these things were first come out of a work from a man called Royal Raymond Rife in the 1930s. Rife also invented a microscope, and I've seen claims for up to 60,000 times magnification with this optical microscope. Now, it's interesting to note that if you go to Carl Zeiss, who make microscopes, they will give you, sell you a microscope that will magnify to 1,250 times. The motto of Carl Zeiss is limited only by the laws of physics. I thought that's a really appropriate thing. But Rife had a microscope in the 1930s which could see viruses and could magnify to 60,000 times.
It looks scientific.
Oh, it does look scientific.
Yeah.
Someone said to me once, they said, his machine outperformed the electron microscopes of the day. I said, well, that was remarkable because there weren't any. Because the first electron microscope was actually patented after Rife.
They certainly did outperform them.
They did.
So these things are being sold and used in Australia.
Oh, yes.
Now, what is the mentality of people who think you can just hook yourself up with these giant Mickey Mouse-type pads, presumably put wherever?
I think that the attitude of the people who suffer from the diseases is desperation. The attitude of the people who are doing it is that they're committing fraud. I don't believe that these people who sell these things don't know that they don't work.
I think it's probably one of the places where you and I differ slightly. I am willing to believe that there are people out there who have been so caught up and convinced by this new age double talk that they really do. You've got the wherewithal to know it's rubbish. I've got the wherewithal, and I think most of our viewers and listeners do. But a lot of people are sucked in.
Some people certainly.
Yeah.
Naturopathy, which is essentially about herbalism, there's a lot of good things in that. There are a lot of remedies that come from plants. We know about those things. We know how they work. There's nothing wrong with that. I have a vicarious friend on the internet who is an acupuncturist. Apart from being an acupuncturist, he is an absolutely red-hot supporter of real medicine and totally down on all other forms of quackery. I shouldn't say all other forms. That might offend him. And he actually says that he knows I don't believe him. But he honestly believes he can help people. But what he does say, there are things he doesn't treat. He doesn't treat terminal illness. He treats transient things, sore backs, nausea, things like that, that go away anyway. But here's an example. Here's a book called The Cure for HIV and AIDS.
Oh, wow. In case this doesn't work, you've got the book, right?
Yeah. Now, the person who wrote that book does actually sell one of those machines, and I've got one of hers here. This is a genuine Holder Clark Zapper. You will notice that it says J-Car on the top, but the car's been blocked out. They were trying to pretend that this was a thing made by J-Car.
J-Car is an electronics chain here in Australia. It's got a picture of the space shuttle on the front.
Yes. Now, the idea of this is you hold the two little tubes and you turn it on, this electric zapping comes through and cures things. This woman's first book, her name is Holder Clark, and she actually has a PhD. She's a doctor. She has a PhD in crab physiology. I actually said once that she had a PhD in crustacean physiology, and I was accused of lying by one of her supporters.
Well, you've got to get these.
Because I hadn't
right.
used the because the word her PhD thesis title doesn't say crustacean. Her first book was called The Cure for All Diseases. Her second book was called The Cure for All Cancer. The next book was called The Cure for All Advanced Cancers. Now, I would have thought that each of those books was included in the prior one. Then she came up with The Cure for HIV and AIDS. She has a clinic in Tijuana where she was charging $15,000 a week to treat people for AIDS. I have been to this clinic. It is in the sleaziest part of Tijuana, and for those of you that haven't been to Tijuana, the sleaziest part of Tijuana cannot be described unless you go there. Because the best part of Tijuana would be classed as the sleaziest part of Sydney. It is not a salubrious town. But I didn't see one single health food shop or one shop selling supplements or any homeopaths or any chiropractors. But what I did see was an enormous number of pharmacies selling legitimate prescription drugs without prescriptions. The real, genuine articles. People drive down from San Diego to Tijuana to buy their heart treatment, their cholesterol medication, their diabetes medication, all of these sorts of things. They all go there and they buy the real thing. They don't go and buy the fake ones when they're available.
Yeah. Another thing that I hear quite a lot when I'm talking to these sort of people, these zappers,
all these sort of things work because they work on the vibrations, and we're all made out of vibrations. And I once asked them what they meant by that. Well, and I'm asking you, what do they think they mean when they say we're all made out of vibration?
They don't really know.
They don't know.
It's another one of the other words they use all the time. They always tell you that you need to remove toxins from your body.
Energy, toxins, vibrations.
And I always say to them, which toxins? And they have no answer.
Yeah.
When you say which vibrations, they have no answer to that either. But yes, we're all vibrating at the quantum level. We're all shaking all over the place. But that doesn't mean one of these things, plugged in and turned to a certain frequency, is going to kill things. The principle that Rife worked on was resonance. And when you think about it, it's plausible. Things vibrate at a certain natural frequency. If you can get them to vibrate very hard at that natural frequency, they'll break. And it's Caruso singing and breaking the wine glass, is the classic example.
Yeah.
The idea being that if you've got a bacteria, it will, and you can get it to vibrate at the point where it destroys itself, you can destroy them. These things have been tested. They don't work.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of, you know, totally impossible like some things are. So the people who push that know it doesn't work. And that's what I say. I think that there are some people out there who seriously believe they...
I'm sure there are. I'm sure there
are. I was at the Mind Body Spirit Festival, and there was a woman there who was a psychologist, fully qualified psychologist, clinical psychologist. And she had taken on a franchise for one of these machines. She thought she could use it as an adjunct to what she was already doing to help her patients.
Right.
Now, in fact, maybe what her patients needed was just a good talking to, and so the psychology part of it was working anyway.
Yeah.
She was convinced, some salesman had convinced her that this thing would help. And she was perfectly sincere about it. But when I saw other people charging $90 to do an allergy test by poking a probe into your hand and making it go beep and saying, you hold a little glass bottle,
yep,
they beep over here and say you're allergic to this. Oh, and by the way, we've got the treatment for that. They know what they're doing. I have no doubt that the author of this book knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
She might appear to be nuts, but she isn't.
Now, other people I think that probably know what they're doing are large companies produce these little pills here, which are, of course, homeopathic.
These are homeopathic sleeping tablets. And they're basically, what they are, they contain, the ingredients are wonderful. They contain 14C capsicum, 3C chamomilla. This is the one I like, 4C coffee and 30C coffee. In that pill, there are two different concentrations of the same chemical. Now, this is a fact unknown to most of science, that you can take two different concentrations of the same chemical and mix them together and they stay separate. The interesting thing is that it doesn't say that is in fact 30C coffee. It says contains equal parts of. Which means that it could contain one millionth of a gram. Now, what it basically is a little tablet full of lactose.
Delicious.
Before I was diagnosed with diabetes, I used to stand on stage and eat 24 of these things before a performance and wash them with a glass of red wine. I can still do the red wine, but I believe that my endocrinologist would advise me against having 24 glucose tablets or lactose tablets.
So I'll have another one. I
have another one.
Use the sleep.
Now, here's another one.
Yeah.
These were sent to me by a homeopath. This man challenged me. He said that I didn't know nothing about homeopathy, that I wasn't prepared to learn anything about homeopathy, and that I wouldn't try homeopathy. And he said to me, put your money where your mouth is. I says, why don't you put your money where my mouth is and send me some pills? So he did. He sent me these pills. What they are is 200C belladonna.
And they're practically invisible. Smallest pills I think I've ever seen.
Well, I'll just put one on my... what they are is they're hundreds and thousands, like you put on the top of a cake. 200C. What 200C means is that you take the active ingredient, belladonna, and you dilute it one part in 100. So you take it down. So you take 1 gram of belladonna and 99 grams of something, and you mix it all up. Then you take 1 gram of the subsequent mixture, and you mix that with 99 grams of whatever it is you're making.
In theory you do this, but you suspect this doesn't happen at all.
And you do that 200 times.
Yeah. How long would that take, honestly?
It would take you forever. What these are hundreds and thousands. They're $1.16 a kilogram at Woolworths. Even cheaper if you buy them through a cake decorating wholesaler. I don't know how much they charge this little bottle of 25 tablets, but I'll bet it's not on a pro rata basis. Anyway, he challenged me to take them. I said, I'm going to take a whole lot of them in one go. He said, no, you've got to take one per hour for 12 hours till you get the effect.
Even through the night or whatever.
Yeah. So I did, and I got exactly the effect I expected, which is nothing at all. According to my book, A Modern Herbal by Mrs. Maud Grew, published in 1930, which I use often against herbalists who seem to know nothing about herbs, it describes the effect of belladonna, which, by the way, is poison.
Now you tell me.
Oh, it's deadly. This is deadly nightshade.
All right.
This is bad news, this stuff. It causes sweating, fatigue, fainting, death, and so forth. I never had any of those things.
Oh.
Well, you're talking about the dilution. I've got here a treatment for hepatitis B. It's a 50 milliliter bottle. A couple of years ago, people were putting out a vaccine. In fact, actually, this is more appropriate. This one is the meningococcal disease.
Hepatitis B and meningococcal. Yeah,
meningococcal.
Right? What's in here?
That's water.
Water.
And what they were doing was they were putting out a 200C homeopathic preparation of this vaccine. And I said at the time that this was fraud. To make a 200C bottle that size, or that bottle that size of 200C homeopathic preparation would produce 1,000 litres of waste water to produce that bottle.
And we've got a drought on. That's not irresponsible.
Now, remember, you've got to throw that away because it's... And, of course, it's medical waste, so it's got to be treated properly, hasn't it? You can't just tip it down the drain. In fact, I actually calculated at the time that to produce all of the meningococcal vaccine for 1 year of the program in Australia when they're giving it away would have required, to do it homeopathically, 70% of the water used to produce all of the Coca-Cola consumed in Australia in 12 months. And we drink a lot of soft drink in this country.
Give me the Coca-Cola instead. Whatever wonderful toys have we got down here?
Oh, we've got all sorts of stuff.
Finally, to wrap it up, because we're running out of time a little bit.
Man, true madness.
One of my favourite topics, indeed, yeah.
Is the anti-vaccination people. The person who produced this video has told me that all cases of shaken baby syndrome are caused by vaccines. And in fact, she has told me that it is impossible to harm a baby by shaking it. And she claims that scientific tests have been done with monkeys, where they've taken monkeys and tried to shake them to death, and they haven't been able to succeed. Another little service this person offers is if you want to travel to, say, Niger in Africa, and you want to come back to Australia, you're required to have a yellow fever vaccination certificate.
Uh-huh.
Very few, not all doctors in Australia can actually do vaccinations for a yellow fever. They have to get a special license, special certification from the Federal Department of Health. This lady will put you in touch with a doctor who will give you a certificate saying you've been vaccinated against yellow fever when you haven't.
And then you reach the point where any reasonable course or flow of conversation simply breaks down.
You just cannot talk to people like that.
Yeah.
Once they start really behaving in a manner where they're totally insane, you can't do it. For example, with polio, I've been told that polio has not gone. It's still around. It's just been renamed as aseptic meningitis. And when I say, well, where are the iron lungs? Where are the calipers on the kids? Every class I was in primary school had kids that we had to allow for in games because they hobbled because they had one twisted leg in calipers.
Yeah.
When I had my appendix out and I was very young, one of the other people in the children's hospital, in the ward in Hornsby Hospital, in the children's ward, was a girl who was going to die in an iron lung because she had polio.
Now, what I'm doing now for the people viewing this episode, I'm just putting up a photograph of Peter inspecting an iron lung, and it's the only place where you can really find one now in this country. It's in a museum.
That's right.
It's in a museum.
And that's the only place they should be.
Yeah.
But I've been told that it's still around. Well, I want to know where it is. I've also been told that because there was one batch of vaccines used for polio vaccination in 1956 that was contaminated, that everybody who was vaccinated by that has developed medulloblastoma and died.
Everybody,
huh? Well, I'm dead.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people wish you were dead. We're happy you're not dead. I encourage everybody to go and visit www.ratbags.com. And, of course, everybody watching this will be in total agreement with Peter, but in case you're not, you can send him hate mail, and I'm sure he'll be delighted to read it.
I do. Now, the one thing I'd like to finish off with, the big word in all of alternative medicine is natural.
Natural.
Everybody knows that natural is good. Now, leave aside that the world's most toxic substance, botulism toxin, the stuff you inject into people's faces so they talk funny when they're actors, and the second most toxic, ricin, which I can walk across here and get out of a castor oil plant. But natural is good. And so anything which is 100% natural must be really good for you.
Must be good.
So we're going to finish off with some natural beverage. It says on the back of this, it says here, using only 100% natural ingredients, Heineken is additive and preservative free. Can this stuff not be good for you?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, there we go.
Awesome. What a great show. What another one.
That's funny, that funny equipment with all the cords and the zappers and that.
Well, I guess people like to be creative and think that they've come up with... I mean, we all would like to invent something, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
So these people have thought, I've invented something and I've got this thing that I can tell everyone about and sell. So, you know, you can understand the motivation behind it, but really...
Really. Oh, dear. Now, Peter Bowditch is doing a great job. I encourage everybody to visit www.ratbags.com. Mm.
Ratbags.com. That's an easy one to remember.
And also, while you're surfing the net, Stefan, you've had a bit of success lately with a bit of a rogue video.
A bit crazy, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, I just put this video together. I live in the Bennelong electorate in Australia, where John Howard, our Prime Minister, is actually my representative. Well, not my representative. He's represented by the people who voted for him. So the election's coming up, and I just decided to throw... I had this idea. I'll do this song from Led Zeppelin, where it says, "Been a long time since I rock and rolled." I went, "No, been a long time."
Been a long time.
And I put this little video together, doing a bit of Led Zepp and all this sort of funny stuff, and it's gone viral.
It's gone crazy.
It's gone viral. All these people have started to send it to each other and put on blogs. And I was on the radio, interviewed.
TV.
TV on the news and the 7:30 report. And I'm going in the local paper. And it's going crazy. So
And I thought it was because of the Tag podcast. So there you go.
Well, it actually was. That was the first. You know, viruses have to start somewhere. It went viral from here to there and then out to the world. So
good
it's been great. So yeah, go to youtube.com. And search for Bennelong, which is Bennelong, Bennelong.
And check out what Stefan does when he's not doing the tank.
Yeah, in my spare time.
So not that the sceptics are endorsing one political party or another, but it's worth watching. It's quite funny.
What, you're not? I can't believe it.
Hey, true fence sitters at the moment.
Oh, that's good. Now, check it out. It's good fun.
Stefan, thank you again.
It's been great.
And you'll hear us and you'll see us in a couple of weeks' time.
You certainly will, and we look forward to it and look forward to getting some more feedback from you as well, because it's a two-way street, this internet thing. You can go both ways, comments, video posts, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, let's hear from you.
CosmicSpoon@gmail.com. Keep those letters coming in, and thanks for your support.
Thank you. Pegasus rocks.
You have been listening to the Tank Podcast, produced in sunny Sydney, Australia by the Mystery Investigators, the Sirius Media Group, and Australian Skeptics. You can email us at cosmicspoon@gmail.com.